Thank you to Aunt Sonia and Aiva. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. We pray now as we explore it together, you will speak to us this morning. Amen. Right, I need a few volunteers to come and play The Price is Right. So do I have some children? Many as you want. It'd be good to have some Devon people. That would be really cool. Excellent. Come on out. Anyone who wants to, be really good. Just come down here. That's fantastic. Come on up. Brilliant. Now, I don't know if any of you remember the game show The Price is Right, where you had various objects and you had to try and work out what price they cost. So we're going to have a quick version of that. So our first object is the iPad Air 2. 32 gigabytes, that's important apparently because it affects the price, and it's a 4G Wi-Fi. So this could be £164. It could be £264, or it could be £364. Now we have an A just there, we have a letter B there, and a letter C there. So if you'd like to go and stand by which price, A for 164, B for 264, C for 364. You don't have to go where everyone else is going, you can choose yourself where you want to go. You're going to go that way, are you? Brilliant. So, and rest of you in the congregation, you can be making up your own mind as well, and you can keep your own score. If you have gone for answer C, £364, give yourselves a point. Well done. Good start. So, yeah, round of applause as well. Thank you. Now, the next is something that my son Samuel is desperate to have. When you see the price, you'll find out why he's not getting them. Nike Hypovenom football boots. So this is adult size. Could be £126. Yeah, £226. Or 326. So A, B, or C, do you want to come and vote now? Come and stand by A for 126, B or C for 326. Again, if the rest of you have been making up your own mind, keeping your own score, see if you can beat our competitors. So we've got a good mixture of answers here. Some people are sort of standing in between as well. Is that so you get both there? The correct answer is B, £226. Indeed. So has anyone got 2 out of 2? Yeah, anyone in the congregation got 2 out of 2? Well done. Right, what about the NIV Zondervan leather-bound study Bible? That could cost you 38, 48 or £58, A, B or C. Would you like to go and stand by what you think it costs? A, B or C? Well, quite a few A's, oh, we've got a good mixture. Excellent. The answer, according to Amazon anyway, it might be different in our Bible bookstore. You might be getting a bargain, I don't know. But on Amazon at the moment, they're £48. So, well done, if you got that right. Anyone on 3 out of 3? Yeah, we've got a few people on 3. Well done. What about the Bentley Acoustic Grand Piano? All right. This is not cheap. This costs as much as a small car. $5,999, $6,999, or $7,999. Do you want to make your votes? Got quite a few C's there. It is an A, actually a bargain at only £5,999. Did anyone on 4 out of 4? Oh dear, let's see. Have we got 4 out of 4 over there? Have we really? Well done, excellent. So let's say thank you to the people who have helped with our games. Thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. Well done. Would you like to make your way back to your places? Thank you. So there was a point to that, of course, because we're thinking today about the 10th commandment, about not coveting. But I wonder what we covet. You've got the picture there, obviously, of the big dog coveting the big bone with a little dog. But for some, it might be material goods. For others, perhaps it's happiness or fulfilling relationships. Perhaps it's to do with our own future, what job we might want, where we might want to live. What we covet might change depending on our circumstances, on our context. 25 years ago, the top 3 career ambitions of children just about to enter their teenage years were teaching, banking and medicine. The most recent survey, it's sports star, pop star and actor. Coveting what we might want to do changes over time. But what we want might change, but But the fact that people want what they don't have still seems to be the case. It was obviously an issue in Moses' time, wasn't it? And I suggest it's still an issue today. This morning we read, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, his male or female servants, his ox or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." I'm not sure if the word covet quite gives a full understanding of what God is saying here. If you look at the original words, it means more a strong desire or to take great pleasure in. Perhaps it's something perhaps this helps us understand more about what is God communicating to us. Is our desire for God, is our strong desire for God, do we take pleasure in God, or is it other things? This, of course, is the last of the Ten Commandments, but they're not in order of importance. All are universal, although on initial glance, this may seem more linked to culture or time. We might even smile when we're reading it, especially from the King James Version, which does not use the word donkey for donkey. I'm not going to say what word it uses for donkey. I'll leave that to your own imagination. But the readers were very pleased that they didn't have to use that word today. The relevance, though, for today is amazing. Remember, Jesus answered, "Who is my neighbor?" in the parable of the Good Samaritan. And whilst the examples used in Exodus were relevant for the culture of the time, a male-centered, dominated by agriculture, I think they're meant to convey everything that brings us wealth or joy. God made us to be social beings. He also made us with needs, the need for food, the need for water. Jesus had friends, didn't he? Jesus ate and drank. Jesus needed people. Jesus needed solitude. So coveting isn't the same as needing. But of course, our ultimate need is for a relationship with God. In the 1600s, Pascal wrote of the invisible abyss in our lives, which can only be filled by God. This has been more recently translated into a God-shaped hole. Only God can meet our ultimate needs, because only God brings life. Jesus said, "I've come that they may have life. I've come that we may have life and have it to the full." And of course, as we try and fill that hole with things that don't fit, that's when coveting becomes a problem. The things that we covet, the things that we think that we need or think that we want, can become a disobedience to God's law. Wasn't the first sin one of coveting? Adam, Eve, tempted by the devil to covet what they knew they weren't supposed to have, the forbidden fruit. In our second reading, in our reading from Luke, we're warned not to store up riches for ourselves. In his book, Just 10, which is a book that we're going to be studying over the next few weeks in our home groups, J. John says that evidence shows that as people get wealthier, they actually get stingier. Coveting can make us inward looking, and anything which makes us look away from God is bad, isn't it? The amazing thing is, though, that God meets our real needs. Through Jesus, he has brought us back into relationship with him. That's what we celebrated for Nathaniel this morning, wasn't it? That relationship with God through Jesus. That's how God created us, to walk with him. To walk with him in the garden initially, to walk with him in our lives today. That's what we need to be aiming for. So thinking back to that Price is Right game, I want to almost rebrand, not the Price is Right, but the Price is Paid, because that's what this season between Easter and Ascension should be about, recognising what God has done through us, through his Son, and being grateful.